This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We have Dr. Jim Sadler joining us this hour. Don't forget our website, by the way, on the Phil Hendry Show is www.philhendryshow.com. Dr. Sadler is joining us tonight to talk about When It's Tough to Trust, part three in our four-part series. And thanks again, doctor, for being with us tonight. I know that you're getting ready for a competition, right?
It's always a pleasure, Phil, to be with you. Yeah, we are getting ready for our third Senior Southern California weightlifting competition, yeah.
Trust, I've heard it said, Doc, is something that is earned, and you disagree with that.
I do. Yes, I do.
Tell us about that.
Phil, you have to actively seek out the people that you can trust. If there is an issue concerning trust and respect, you have to get the information. Why is there no trust? Why is there no respect? I will tell you that in my own life, I've had to deal with this. And if I could give an example.
Sure.
Recently, a member of my own office staff, I found out, a couple of days after she sent out the invitations, a member of my own office staff was having a costume party, a Halloween party, to celebrate this time of the year. And I found out that myself and my wife, Amber, were not invited.
All right, this is a member of your staff.
A member of my staff was having this party, and I tried to rationalize it, or I think maybe it was for close friends, but I found out from other people in the office that practically everyone was invited except for myself and my wife, okay? So this goes to the issue of trust. Now, when this lady who had this party that she did not invite us to came to work for me, or anyone comes to work for me, they know that they are now part of my family. They're part of my world. And then she has a costume party, and we're not invited. All right.
Well, was this the first party she had had that she didn't invite you to?
Yes. Amber and I had been to this person's home a couple of times. So this was a shock. Suddenly, that circle of trust was broken. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Meet the Parents, which I enjoy very, very deeply. He talks about the circle of trust, you know, in a joking way. But it's true. And suddenly, the circle, the bond was broken. So I decided that I would go to this party. It was a costume party. So what better kind of a party to go to, you know, where no one's going to recognize you, literally.
So you're going to, wait a minute, you're going to crash the party?
I did.
You did do this?
Yes.
So you crashed the party in a costume and nobody recognized you?
No, and because, first of all, there were quite a number of people there. I was able to drift in. It was one of those parties where, you know, the front door is open. And I said hello to a couple of people, actually, that I had not yet met. And
what kind of a costume did you have that no one would recognize you?
Well, you're going to laugh. It was a velveteen rabbit costume from Easter for my daughter. That we had for a party for my daughter. So I asked Amber to stay home, my wife. She wanted to come, but I wanted to go to this party to get information. I was not going to have a good time. I wanted to find out why we had not been invited to this party. This is what I mean about trust. You have to get the information. Why do people not want you in their home? Excuse me. My wife and I, you know, suddenly we're not invited. So what? Everybody's better than us. And we're not good enough. So my wife said, all right.
All right, so you got into the party without anybody recognizing you?
Right. So there's a little bit of cloak and dagger going on.
Okay.
So I'm there. I saw seven or eight people from the office talking in the kitchen. And I was going to go get some punch. And I'm listening for the first time, really, what we talk about in our seminars, Phil, and what we're talking about in our one-on-ones, and what I've lectured about. There were seven of my office women there, and they were talking about me and talking about things that were very personal.
So this was not a flattering conversation. You're hearing about yourself?
That is correct.
So you're getting an idea as to why you weren't invited to the party?
Well, all right, let me tell you. It became apparent they were not happy with me. So I hear this one person, her name's Linda French, and I'll tell you about her. She begins to tell her story. And I knew where she was going, so I created a distraction. I tipped over the punch bowl. So in other words, sometimes you have to do something to protect yourself from people slandering you. So this is what was going on with me. Okay, and this would have been going on with me not there.
Well, what were they talking about?
They had concocted in their minds, and it was a case of mass hysteria, that I had somehow sexually touched her or touched them. About four women claimed that I had sexually made, you know, that I had touched them.
And this never happened, Doctor?
This never happened. And I think it's because I work out, I do these bodybuilding exhibitions, that these women are angry that I have a good body. But the reason why I'm telling you this story is...
No, hold on. I just want to know. You never sexually touched...
I never, ever did anything sexually harassing these women. And yet there they are in this party that we were not invited to and that I had to come to in a disguise. It was a costume party, but I couldn't announce myself. And this Linda French was going to start...
But let me ask you, Doc. You tipped over the punch bowl before she got to her story.
Yes.
All right. Well, did you know what she was going to say?
Going to say what the other women were saying. She was going to say that I fondled her or I touched her, you know, in a private area, and it's not true. And I went home and I told my wife, you know what? Forget it. I didn't even want to go into it with her.
All right, 1-800-44. Hold on, Doc. I'm going to get some phone number out here. Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. You're working out tonight?
We're over at Gold's Gym, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Sadler telling a story here of, it's a real cloak and dagger where you went to a party that you weren't invited to, an office staff party. You went in costume. They didn't see you because it was a costume party.
That's right, and this is what I mean, Phil, about getting the information. If people think you are, you know, a piece of dirt, why? Why do they think that? You got to find out. You've got to find out why people think you are basically garbage. And how do you do that? In our book, we describe it in our seminars any way you can. And it just so happened that it presented itself that this was a costume party that we had not been invited to.
When you're not invited to a party, it's interesting. My wife and I have a standing invitation to, I don't know, maybe three parties a year. They're usually Christmas parties. I think one's a Labor Day party. It's like we don't even have to be invited, you know?
I understand.
But this is a party. Was this the first time this woman had this party?
This was the first costume party she'd had, yeah. But because we've been invited to two other parties that she had, one was a 4th of July celebration, and another was a very curious gathering on Memorial Weekend of a lot of women, and I'm only saying that because I wonder if because I think this woman is also a lesbian, that she is wants to, you know, stick it to me somehow, see? So, and also you have to understand something else about lesbians. If they're confronted with a man who works out, they are conflicted. So,
all right, you're saying that these women were in this party talking about you sexually harassing them, lying about it.
I don't even think they thought they were lying. I think they really believed it, and that's why I think it was mass hypnosis of some kind. And I think on some level, the ringleader, the hypnotist, was the lesbian. Now, I know...
Well, see, all of this stuff sounds really out there.
No, I know it sounds far-fetched, but look at it in terms of the practical reality. We're not invited to a party. Why not? I went in the rabbit costume because it was a costume party, so everybody was in outrageous costumes. I'm listening to these women talking about how I touched them sexually. It never happened. All right, why are they all talking about that? I have to assume it has something to do with this lesbian that's having the party.
Why do you have to assume that?
Because she was in the middle of this conversation.
Does she claim that you came onto her, too?
Yes. That's who this Linda French is.
Okay, she's the one that had the party.
That's right. And when she started talking, I'd had enough. That's when I tipped over the punch bowl and I made my apologies. I sort of muffled my voice so they didn't recognize me, and I left while they were cleaning it up. But what you've got here... Are women saying that I sexually harassed them, and I never did? Why? I believe it's because they don't trust working around me because I work out and I'm a, you know, I have a good build.
Well, All right. So you're saying it's because these women are on some level attracted to you.
That's correct.
That they have induced some sort of a mass illusion or delusion that you sexually harassed them.
Yes, but it was not out of thin air. I believe it was promulgated, if you will, by this woman, Linda, who I believe is a homosexual. And so...
Well, why would she do that?
I think that the fact that I have a good build and so forth leaves her perplexed about her sexuality. Now, believe me, Phil, I've worked in this field for a number of years. But the reason why I'm bringing this story up is because of this issue of trust. If people don't trust you, what's their problem? That's what you got to find out.
Well, I mean, if people don't trust you, what's their problem or what's your problem, you know?
Well, okay, but, I mean, really, I don't have a problem. Do you have a problem?
I'm comfortable with myself.
Okay, so let's start from that premise. We are so often wanting to criticize ourselves. I come from the premise, if someone doesn't trust me, they've got big trouble. There's something going on with them.
All right. Dr. Jim Sadler with us. Interesting, talking about some of the things he works with in his seminars about trust. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. He was at a costume party or a Halloween party and overheard four women talking about how he had sexually harassed them. He says that he heard this, it was all lies, and that he believes these women were standing around lying about him because somehow they're attracted to him, to his physique. He is a weightlifter. He's a very well-known bodybuilder, as well as a doctor of psychology. It's a wild story. One of the things he had to do was he had to sneak into this party. He wasn't invited, so he put on a costume and went to the party uninvited so that nobody would know who he was. Now, did he get this information under false pretenses? Is this really mass hypnosis? Can women be in a state of mass hysteria where they think that they've been sexually harassed and they haven't? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The triumph of intelligence over ignorance. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
With Dr. Jim Sadler, the noted psychologist, who's talking about seminars he's doing on trust and how he and his wife... this was an example you're given. You and your wife were not invited to a Halloween party that a member of your office staff was having. And you found that very unusual not to be invited to that party, which I want to ask you, why did you find that unusual?
Well, as I said, Phil, when you work for me, I'm included in everything. We become a very tight-knit circle. And you have a party that my wife and I aren't invited to, and then... At that party, you get together with other women and start making up things about me touching you on the rear end or whatever. And the ringleader is a notorious lesbian.
You say she's notorious. Is she known to be a lesbian in the office?
Well, yes. That's the impression. Very manly. But the point that I'm making here, Phil, is not so much that. It's that I wasn't invited to the party. When the party did happen, they were talking a lot of garbage about me. Number three, when it got to Linda French, I tipped over the punch bowl because I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm sorry, I'm getting over an allergy, Phil.
That's all right.
I couldn't stand it any longer. So I tipped over the punch bowl, I left. Now, the point that I'm making is this. The trust was broken when she didn't invite me to the Halloween party and then starts making up stuff about how I grabbed her. You know, she said I put my hand someplace. All right.
And none of this, you didn't do any of it?
No, I told you already I didn't do it.
All right, that's fine. I got to reiterate it for people who are tuning in. So you think this is mass hypnosis that these women are suffering from based upon the fact that you may be very alluring because...
Because I do bodybuilding. I'm not saying I'm the world's greatest looking man, but I do have a physique.
Is this common for women to do this?
Oh, all the time. That's why I say, when someone doesn't trust you any longer, get the information fast, file it, and keep an eye on them.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. When women say that a man sexually harassed them, are they partaking in some kind of self-delusional mass hypnosis because they're actually attracted to the guy? We're talking with Dr. Jim Sadler, 1-800-449-8686. Matthew, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, first I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller. I'm loving your show. I just have a question for the doctor here. When you confronted them, why didn't you actually announce your presence and say, hey, guys, you know, I think you're full of it.
It doesn't have anything to do with anything. I was just there getting information.
Right. But I think for the general person, you know, Joe Schmo off the street, you know, myself included, if that would have been me in that position, I would have been ripping off the rabbit head and saying, hey.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a doctor of psychology, and it's really more about feeling self-actualized than it is about confronting people. As I left that evening, I certainly had the information that I needed, and now I know how to deal with these people in her office.
Are you going to fire them?
Well, that's a possibility, yeah.
I mean,
if you fire them and they ask you why you're firing them, what will you say?
I'll say that their work is substandard. I'm not going to embarrass them by confronting them with the truth, which is that they had to create this delusion about how I sexually harassed them because they're, you know, let's put it into plain English, because they're hot for me. Well, you can find it funny if you want, sir, but...
Well, no, I just...
All right, Matthew.
I would recommend that you don't try and puff yourself up because that makes you look a little bit haughty and possibly a little guilty.
Well, you're a man, and if anybody should understand how a man can be indicted unfairly for these things, it would be another man. All right, and I'm standing there. Yeah, I had to get into a ridiculous-looking costume in order to gather this information. And believe me, getting a cup of punch wearing a rabbit head is that's pretty funny. Now, that's funny. But I'm standing there getting a cup of punch, and I'm listening to them talking about me shoving my hand down her skirt, and that's when the bowl of punch went over.
Right.
Because you couldn't stand...
I wasn't going to listen to this garbage anymore.
All right. Matthew, thank you. 1-800, did you just tip it over?
You know, Phil, no, I didn't. My anger got the better of me. I got to laugh, because as far as those people know, that night a man and a ref... You know, I just took a paw, and as far as they know, that night a man in a rabbit suit came in, lifted up the punch bowl and threw it, and then fled the house. Well, you know, I hope you're not laughing at me, because...
No, I'm not, but I... getting back to this, the more important issue at hand here, though, the gentleman saying, why didn't you confront them, and you said, because that's not important, and yet you will fire them...
Yes, I probably will fire them.
Based upon the fact that they were talking, they said they were sexually harassed by you. You say it didn't happen.
Never happened.
All right. You're going to tell them that they're fired. Why?
I'll tell them they're fired because their work is substandard.
Which is a lie.
Yes. It's either that or confront them with the truth, which is you were at a party the other night lying through your teeth about me because you like my body. And then they're going to have, you talk about sexual harassment, I could file a claim with the state. And
what kind of a claim could you file? They're sitting there saying...
I could file a claim saying that they are so attracted to me, they're in a party talking about me shoving my hand in their pants. See? Now, they didn't bargain for that. But I can tell you, Phil, because I lift weights doesn't mean I have to sit there and listen to women at a party talk about how I touched them. And they're hot for me.
You, all right, you never, I know.
I don't want to have to answer that. No, I never touched them the way they said I did.
The way you, but did you touch them?
No, not the way they said.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Dr. Jim Sadler is with us. Now, Dr. Sadler, you're talking about four women at a Halloween party that you weren't invited to, but you snuck into, and talking about you sexually harassing them, and you say they're making it all up because they may be attracted to you because you're a weightlifter.
That is correct, yes.
All right. Don't you think it's possible? I had a caller say she thought maybe they were making this all up because they knew you were there.
No. They look at Phil. I'm married to a woman. Maybe I should. What I ought to do is give you my credentials. I'm 53 years of age. I'm married to a woman who is 20. Do you understand that I'm 33 years older than my wife? And yet I keep up with her. We do everything together. We go to raves. We go to different events. You know what I'm saying? So in other words, I'm sorry if a lot of these older women, what I don't want to date anymore, you know, are upset because my wife is 20 and a full USDA-approved piece of tail. And I'm saying that with the greatest of respect to her. I love her very much, and I don't mean to put it in those terms, you know.
Well, boy, if that didn't sound like the most sexist thing.
What did?
USDA-approved piece of tail.
I'm saying that she is the real deal here, okay? So it's not like I'm sort of pathetic. I do lift, and I do work out. I do squat, and, you know, so what's your problem? And the other thing I want to say is this. What's so weird about that a lesbian would be attracted to me?
I'm not saying it's weird at all, man. I'm just saying to you that, you know, there's a... When you talk about how attractive you are as a man, it's kind of unusual. But be that as it may, I understand that some men are unfairly accused. I understand that it happens a lot. And I sympathize with those men. I think it's terrible. I think it's it is an utter travesty to mess with a person's reputation and name like that. By the same token, you got four of them.
Are you saying that what they're saying is true?
No, I'm not saying that.
Because if that's where you're going with this... That's why I got angry, and that's why I picked up that punch bowl and threw it halfway across that kitchen.
You told me you created a disturbance by knocking it over. Now you're telling me that you picked up a punch bowl?
Yes. I raised it over my head and threw it.
So as far as these women know, some guy in a rabbit suit...
I can hang this phone up anytime.
All right, look, you got to understand something, sir. As far as these women know, a guy in a rabbit suit came into their home, picked up their punch bowl.
You know, I go to hell.
What did I... You know what? Get him back on, bud.
He's really mad.
Get him back on. I don't know why it is. Dr. Sadler, I apologize, sir.
You know, it's uncalled for.
I apologize, but the fact is, it is kind of a funny image, don't you think?
No, not when someone's talking about you sticking your hand down there, you know what.
Let me go. 1-800-449-8686 is the number here. Catherine, go ahead. Catherine? Are you there, ma'am? Okay, she's not there. Well, let's take a break. We'll get her back. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
That's Dirty Pool.
1-800-449-8686.
Not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, "Oh yeah," like the Macho Man.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
If you throw a punch bowl, yeah.
You're laughing at my anger.
Look, I want to get the lady back on here that dropped out of range, and then I'll let you go back to your working out, okay?
As if that's some sort of a gay pursuit.
What?
Working out.
I didn't say that.
Well, the inference, Mr. Henry, throughout your hour has been because I work out, I lift, and I'm built, that somehow I like to hang out with guys. Let me reiterate, my wife is 20. Thank you.
Here is Catherine. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yeah, I was just wondering, you've made several references to the woman who's accused you of her being a lesbian.
Uh-huh.
And you're talking about the fact that you... you know, work out and that you're built or whatever.
Right.
What exactly makes you think that she's a lesbian, which means she's attracted to women? So why would she be attracted to you?
Well, I think that there are a number of reasons why some women are homoerotic. Some of it is reactive. Some of it is orientation from birth. I think we know, for instance, that women more than men choose a relationship at times as a political statement, as a personal statement. It has nothing to do with their orientation. Witness some of the celebrities that we have read about. In this woman's a particular case, my understanding was she was married for a good 15 years, has two children, and now, you know, I don't know. I think there's some ways you can tell. I think, you know, hanging your keys from a chain from your belt. Hello? You know. In other words, her hair is very nice. She wears makeup, and she has earrings. And then from the waist down, it's like she's dressed as a janitor.
Well, that's stereotyping someone.
Well, wait a minute. Tell me, am I wrong?
You probably could be, yes. I mean, that's stereotyping someone.
Wait a minute.
But stereotyping,
there's another word for it. It's called looking at the evidence.
No.
You call that stereotyping.
It is called stereotyping.
I don't know any straight women that wear black, thick, leather, navy-issue shoes and men's slacks and then a tube top with earrings.
Well, I have to tell you, I honestly don't know very many men who are good-looking who try as hard to convince themselves, much less everyone else, that they're built.
Well, I'm just saying that I've been accused of something.
I heard you say that you are a doctor of psychology.
That is
and
correct.
How you're boasting about yourself on this show and continuously the way you're referring to yourself actually leads me to believe that you've probably got one of the lowest self-esteem issues and that you're working very hard to convince yourself.
Wait a minute. I've been accused of sexually fondling these four women at a party where I had to speak in.
I thought it was one woman.
No, there were four of them talking. They got to this one woman who was the ringleader, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Maybe you don't know what that means, but it's pretty serious. And so, yeah. Why wouldn't I try to figure out why this is being done?
Well, let me ask you something, Doc. You said that you didn't touch him in that way.
Yeah, so?
Did you touch him at all?
Let me say something to the lady first. I am so ripped, I barely got into that rabbit costume. Okay?
And that has nothing to do with the situation at all.
No, but you're casting doubt.
Look, Doc, for purposes of conversation, we accept that you're ripped.
Yeah. See, look at her laughing, see?
So what, man? I believe it. I know. I've seen pictures of you. He is, Catherine. The guy's built. Got a great body. You've worked very hard at it.
Okay, and I've got a 20-year-old wife.
And you got a 20-year-old wife.
What does the lady think of that? Hello?
Hello?
What do you think of the fact that my wife...
I think that's great for you if it works.
Well, you forget about what we think about you. I want to know why it is you believe these women are concocting this story based upon the fact that you're ripped.
Well, why else are they doing it?
How did you touch these women if you didn't touch them sexually?
I patted one on the butt. One.
Well, there you go.
Here we go. War crime. Yeah, put me up in front of the Israelis. Put me in a glass booth.
No, but let me give you a word of advice.
Put me in a glass booth and get the guillotine ready.
No, you can't pat anybody on the rear end.
Yeah, especially a dyke.
Excuse me?
Oh, Jesus.
Excuse me. Let me educate you just a little bit.
Uh-huh.
My profession is actually in human resources, and you've just said on this show that you are going to fire them, and the reason that you're going to give them is a lie. You have no case. These people can own you at this point. Do you understand this?
No. Are you a lawyer? No. Thank you. Now,
she works in human resources, dude. These are the people who put out all those memos, you know?
Dude? Who do you think you're talking? You think you're talking to some guy down in the sand?
Okay, look. What I'm saying to you, doctor, is this. If you patted a woman on the rear end, and you said especially, quote, the dyke, if that woman's a lesbian... Whatever. You patted her on the butt?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not supposed to do that.
No, you're not supposed to do that, man. That's a professional work environment.
It is sexual harassment.
She asked me about how she could firm it up. She asked me how she could firm it up, so I said, let me see.
whether she's gay, whether she's straight, it doesn't matter. It's sexual harassment.
Can I tell you something?
To make a comment about her butt is sexual harassment.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I am so ripped that the cottontail on that
Dude,
rabbit.
Who cares? Who cares at this point? We get that. You all understood that.
I understand, man.
You just admitted that you patted her on the butt. That is sexual harassment.
Because she wanted to know how she could firm up her big, fat rear end. And I said, well, let's get a handful.
It is sexual harassment. It doesn't
you can't
matter
do
what
it,
the
man.
Circumstances were. You did it. It's sexual harassment.
I just want you to know something. I'm so ripped that the cottontail and the rabbit costume popped off because that's how ripped my buttock muscles are, okay?
Who
because
cares?
She was asking me about firming it up because she saw how firm it was.
Oh, boy. Did she tell you it was firm?
She knew.
Ha! You know what, man? I would take this lady's advice. I'd hire an attorney.
Yeah, at this point you need to.
Okay, yeah, well, thank you very much. And should I go hide with Dr. Mengele in South America, too? Boy, the way you people talk, you'd swear to God that I shoved about 6 million of them in an oven. All I did was squeeze some dyke's rear end because she...
Oh, boy.
I got to catch a bus, okay? Oh, wait a minute, that was the last bit.
Get out of here. He's in a gym, man, not in a bus depot, is he, bud?
I don't know, I'm here. I don't know.
Sounds like a gym to me. Put that up again.
And then this dyke is on the phone, and she tells me she's with human resources, right? And the whole thing's a big misunderstanding.
What are we going to do?
Sure.
Jesus. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I once wore pants to church 4 Sundays in a row. If that's not a lesbian, I don't know what one is.
The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, next hour we're going to have a flashback by request. We've got a visit with Comb Over Boy next hour. And we've also got a couple of little things from the email department to talk to you about. And we would like to tell you about our web address. We were just talking about Bell's palsy. I feel like I have it now. Bell's palsy is this thing where your mouth is, it's like a virus. And a friend of mine is in a radio business. He woke up one morning. The guy did traffic. And he wakes up one morning like this. Oh, my Christ. What am I going to do? I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to go on the thing. You know, it's like that Cosby bit. You know, the Novocaine. Oh, this was for real. And this cat is. I said, well, what are you going to do, man? I got to go up in the helicopter. I got to report the traffic. I said, okay, man. I mean, good luck. So I flipped the radio, and there he is.
All right, I'm traveling right now. Looking pretty good on the southbound side.
Guy had Bell's palsy. It went away in like 3 days, or I don't know, like maybe more like 7 days, 8 days. But it's scary. So what I want to say is our web address is www.philhenryshow.com, and our email is phs@philhenryshow.com. If you want to request something, a bit from years gone by. Wait a second, dude. This is Carell. Did Carell actually... You know who Carell is? Is this my man Carell in San Francisco at KGO? Carell, did you request this, man? Or this is a different Carell. This is a Carell at Stanford. Anyway, that's our request. We'll get to it. It's a classic. This is a killer, man. It's Steve Dooley and Bobby Dooley. And apparently they watched the Jerry Lewis telethon when he was bloated like a, you know, poor Jerry had the thing. And they said they wanted to... sue Jerry Lewis because why did he come on looking like a circus sideshow freak? Something like that. I don't know. So you can request one at phs@philhenryshow.com. And if you go to our website, see, if you're new to the show, and my understanding is we're on in San Diego tonight, although I wouldn't know what time we're on in San Diego because when I went to the website of the station, which is Free FM, they had my picture and they had my website, but they didn't have any program information. All right. Good one, baby. So are we on 3 hours? Are we on 2 hours? I understand that you got Comb Boy on down there. And, you know, we've got a few things to say about that. Just stick around. Jesus. Everywhere I go, that guy. You know, if you want to see something, go to our website and go to our video archives and take a look at the Radio and Records Convention from last March. And you'll see me blowing the doors clean off a Comb Boy to the point where he didn't know whether to flip or fall in it. I mean, it was a panel with Mancow, Bob Rivers, and a boy, and, huh? We came on at 7? We came on at 7? See, Boys on till 8. Oh, they knocked the hour off of Boys' show? Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Oh, that's going to make him mad. Oh, he's going to be all in a heap. That's beautiful. Thank you. Free FM down there in San Diego. It's a beautiful thing they're doing across the chain there, man, at Infinity. They've got all these FMs that they're turning into very cool and listenable talk stations. And we are a part of the Enterprise in San Diego. We're very happy to be back on in San Diego, even though we've done nothing but continually talk garbage about that redneck nose Pickenburg. I'm joking. It's a very nice place. Sort of. No, it's great down there. Although I have to tell you one thing. San Diego's great, but the Hotel Del... Yeah, sure. Okay. They put me up down there. Did I ever tell you, Harry? We went down to San Diego. I was working for another radio station down there. The one with three call letters that doesn't know whether it's a rock station or they're not sure. Anyway, so I was down there, and so they put us up at the Hotel Del, because I heard it was a good place, and I went in there. And it is a good place if you don't mind walking sort of sideways. In other words, the floors in the rooms, it's not up and down. It's like one leg has to be shorter than the other. And that was kind of fun. And then we went down to have the buffet, and I don't know, when you have a lot of old-timers hanging around who remember the place when Gene Harlow was holding forth, you know, oh, hell, this is a wonderful place. Yeah, maybe when you were 20, but otherwise, San Diego's fine, and we're very happy to be there. Also, check out Phil Drives to Work Part 5. I am further down the freeway this week, so check it out on our website. Coming up is our flashback and also Comb Over Boy and a few other things. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.